From NPR News, this is Day to Day. More and more stores are open today. Others are opening their doors at midnight tonight. And of course, tomorrow is the big shopping day known as Black Friday. Here's a warning, though, if you're planning on going to the mall and using your credit card. A survey about retail store security says, watch out for hackers while you're shopping. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is here now. And John, what's the problem exactly?
Well, stores are using more and more of these wireless devices to keep track of their inventory, read barcodes, and yes, occasionally make sales transactions with credit cards. These signals fly through the air to connect with servers and mainframes. And the company that conducted this test, called Air Defense, sent people with laptops that have simple Wi-Fi receivers into 3,000 stores in major cities around the country. Richard Rushing, who organized the survey, said he was surprised by the findings.
Half the retailers we checked on basically were using no encryption at all, or were using a very weak form of encryption that's basically breakable within about a 5-minute time frame. About half the retailers would allow me to connect to that network.
So, John, what kind of information can be gotten from this wireless connection?
Well, in many cases, Rushing surveyors could tap into the database that contained all the store's financial transactions, including credit card numbers, parts, inventory numbers. It seems like retailers are making not only their own operations very vulnerable, but shoppers' credit cards, too. Aviva Leighton, a security analyst with Gartner, says with the information stores get from swiping credit cards, hackers can easily make a perfect duplicate of a card.
The other holy grail for the fraudsters are getting your PIN, because now they can make a perfect counterfeit card and go to the ATM machine and take cash out. And then consumers really have to be worried, because it's very difficult getting your money back when it's been withdrawn from an ATM machine, unless you can prove absolutely that it wasn't you.
Okay, now I am worried. How much of this hacking is going on?
Well, we really don't know. Stores, banks, credit card companies aren't required to report the information. The Federal Trade Commission estimated back in 2003 that this kind of fraud can reach $50 billion a year. Now, Aviva Leighton did a comparison with Great Britain, where there are more reporting requirements. She found that it's probably more like $10 billion in the U.S., still a lot. As you probably know, individual credit card users are only liable for $50 of a fraudulent transaction, and the credit card companies usually make that liability zero just to keep you using their card. So the costs of this are absorbed by banks and stores, but ultimately those costs are passed along to us in higher prices. Now, this survey wouldn't reveal which stores are not using encryption for their transmissions. Richard Rushing said he didn't want to give hackers the names of stores to target in the future.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.